Student's Book, page 36. 5. The Tamango Tree.
Tom lived on a farm. Behind the farm, there was a big forest on a hill. Tom liked walking there and climbing the trees where the forest birds sang and sang. There was a river near the farm where Tom often fished too. He loved living in the countryside. Tom's parents both worked on the farm. They fed their cows, sheep, goats, and chickens, and planted vegetables in their fields.
"I'd like to grow fruit here too,"
his father often said. He tried to grow pears, but they were too small. He couldn't grow bananas. They were always too green. And the weather was too cold to grow kiwis, watermelons, or pineapples.
"Find a fruit we can grow here, Tom,"
his father said. One morning, Tom woke up and walked to his window. The river looked like a mirror in the sun, and the trees danced in the wind. Tom thought,
"today is a good day to be in the forest."
After breakfast, he put some water in his bag and started to walk up the hill. Up and up he went. At the top of the hill, Tom sat down under the tallest tree.
"This tree is really tall," he thought. "I want to climb it. Yes, now."
Up and up he climbed. From the top of the tree, Tom could see more hills, his family's farm buildings, their home, their truck and tractor, and all of their fields. He could see the river and the sea too.
"One day, I want to climb all those hills," Tom thought. "I want to work on the farm and grow fruit. But I want to sail down that river and across the sea too. One day, I want to go to countries where there are mountains, waterfalls, and jungles. I want to do hundreds and hundreds of exciting things."
Suddenly, Tom heard something. It was in the tree below him, but it wasn't a bird.
"It's a fruit bat, the kind of bat that only eats fruit," thought Tom. "Cool, I'm lucky to find one of those."
Tom heard the fruit bat again, but he couldn't see it. He started to climb down the tree and saw something red behind a big leaf. It moved.
"A red fruit bat," thought Tom. "That's very strange."
Tom moved the leaf, but the red thing wasn't an animal. It was like a kind of tomato or mango. And there wasn't only one. There were lots and lots of them. Tom picked one of the strange fruits and looked at it more carefully. Then he ate it. It was really good. Tom was hungry. He ate another one and another one. Then he picked 5 more and put them in his bag.
"I must give this fruit a name," he thought. "I know, it's a tomango."
Tom climbed back down the tree and he ran home to show the fruit to his father.
"Look, Dad," he called. "I found a tomango tree in the forest. We can grow this fruit here on our farm."
And they did. Tom's father took the 5 tomangos and grew plants from them. Soon the family had hundreds of small tamango trees, and people came from the city to buy all the wonderful fruit that grew on them. But there's a strange end to this story. When he was older, Tom did lots of exciting things. He sailed down the river and across the sea. He climbed hills and mountains in different countries, and sometimes he came home and climbed trees again too. But Tom never, never found another tamango tree or heard a fruit bat in the forest above the farm again.